producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Outstanding, this team. Outstanding. Get your case of beer for that. Just make some big explosion noises as we start the day. You know, this is why I do homeopathic medicine and not allopathic medicine. I mean, listen, I like shooting guns as good as the next guy. But if you're a healer, maybe not appropriate. Yes, they're calling in the big guns, no pun intended. Actually, it's not a pun at all. They are calling in the big guns against Zika.
Cuba.
Yeah, Zika, right? Isn't that car made by Yugoslavia?
What? I misread this. I thought they were going to fight ISIS. This is Zika?
No. Yeah, ISIS. Who wants to shoot ISIS? Let's shoot Zika mosquitoes. That's what's going on here. Superdon, how many years have I been saying this, that modern medicine is more like the Pentagon in the way they take care of your health? Right?
They go to war with everything.
Everything's a war. Yeah. Let's kill them all. Let God sort them out, right? Who created mosquitoes? Take it up with the man upstairs. Cuba is sending 9,000 soldiers to fight Zika. Where are they sending them, by the way? I mean, they have the money to send them anywhere but down the road in Havana? Where's Cuba? Cuba's not sending them to Brazil, are they?
I mean, it would seem to make sense that they would send them to Brazil, because that's where the problem is, right?
I don't think they have the money to send them to Brazil. He said Cuba has yet to report a case of Zika, which is suspect. Okay, so they're not. They're actually sending them out in the countryside of Cuba. They have enough fuel to send them to other parts of Cuba.
Wait. So what? They're sending 9,000 soldiers to fight Zika in Cuba.
And it's not even there.
It's not even there.
Yeah. Raul Castro.
You know, here's the question I got to ask. If you send soldiers to fight Zika, what do they do exactly? Do they, like, jump out of planes and parachutes with fly swatters to kill the mosquitoes or what?
No, it is. It's like we put on our scary masks and the mosquitoes fly away. No, you're right. They're not actually shooting bullets. What they're doing is maybe worse, because with a bullet you know to duck and run for cover. But what they're doing is spreading pesticides, larvicides, the very thing that is causing the malformations of the head of babies yet to be. The very thing that is actually causing the problem, not the Zika virus. For those of you new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, welcome to a place of broadcast freedom. And I'm talking about healing freedom. I'm talking about the ability to question medical authorities that have no earthly idea what's going on, because they don't even read their own medical literature. They don't even read the reports coming out of Brazil and the Argentinian doctors who are saying, no, it's not Zika virus, it's a larvicide. They put it in the water, and, well, lo and behold, look at all these birth defects. But they need to blame Zika, because they need to make a vaccine that can be extraordinarily profitable when the CDC says we got to put it on the schedule in America. That way the government buys it, the people are taxed for it indirectly, and then when it harms or kills you, you cannot sue them because they're on the protected list. You have to take them to vaccine court, which is paid for by the U.S. taxpayer. Cuba prides itself on a system of free neighborhood-level health care, which has included intensive efforts to limit this particular mosquito. But the problem is they're civilian workers. Rather than actually doing the work for $25 a month, they'll just walk by a house and mark, yeah, we sprayed that one. Yeah, we sprayed that one. They don't actually do it, which is actually good. It's better. We like it when government workers do nothing. Gridlock is good because it means less invasiveness in your life, in your family, and in your children. Hire all the workers you want for $25 a month that do nothing, and we'll all be better off for it. Go back and listen to our archives. They're available right here at GCN or Syndicator. And, of course, at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcasts on Nepic Times, UK Health Radio, and, of course, at robertscottbell.com. We appreciate, in fact, I think we're welcoming a new affiliate today. I think we forgot to mention that yesterday.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Indeed. We have got a weekday affiliate in the St. Paul, Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota Saint area. Paul. We're talking about AM 1570, the Wellness Radio.
Yeah. Thanks a lot to Lee Michaels, op manager there. We appreciate you, and we're glad to be on board. We love the Twin Cities. We'll try and thaw you out for an early spring, okay? 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. I know not everybody carries all of it, but that's
a tall order right there.
We can do it. Yes, we have the ability to do that here. We'll send the Cuban troops up, and we'll pay them a little extra.
You know, one thing I would like to say here about this whole Zika thing, we've talked about this a lot, and something that struck me today, all right?
Yes.
In the news today, they're talking about how a CDC team is in Brazil now, okay?
Yeah.
Along with a whole bunch of troops, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there to, guess what? Study a possible Zika link to birth defects.
Possible. Remember, they've never claimed that it actually causes it.
How is it we are already committing billions of dollars, we're sending thousands of troops out into battle over something that the CDC has not yet determined is even linked to the birth defects in Brazil?
Because it doesn't matter. You can scream fire in a crowded theater. If you work for the CDC, they'll give you $1 billion for a vaccine.
We're spending millions and billions of dollars already, and the CDC hasn't even determined that it's even linked to the birth defect. Is there something wrong here?
No, it's absolutely by design. They merely have to breathe of the connection. They don't have to prove it. So that the parents out there all over the world that say, you know what, my kid was healthy, I took him for a well baby visit, he got 6 vaccines, and then he regressed into autism, they make that claim right because of their very eyes saw it, and they are called anti-vaxxers. All the CDC or the World Health Organization is to say there may be a link. Doesn't have to be proven.
Wait. So you're telling me that we have got all of this money, we've got military getting involved, we have got pharmaceutical companies clamoring to be the first one to have the vaccine for Zika, and this is all being done on anecdotal evidence?
Total anecdotal evidence. That's right. They made the claim. They haven't proven it. They admit they haven't proven it.
That is a serious evidence-based skeptic party foul.
Yeah, well, where are the skeptics on this one? Where's the skepticism on Zika as a cause for anything? It's been around since, what, 1947 that they identified it. It's been around probably forever. Causing really nothing in anyone, maybe a mild cough. That's about it. Now suddenly it gives you the shrunken heads. This is absolutely not the cause of microcephaly. How do I say that? Because of all the cases that they say were caused by it, it was only found in, well, I don't know, about 1% of them. Maybe 2% of them?
Dude, this is absolutely ironic. I mean, the
people like it,
that would shout down a parent for using anecdotal evidence to base their decision on whether to vaccinate their child, the CDC, in fact, there's even a quote here. There's a Cynthia Moore. She's the microcephaly expert with the CDC. Mm-hmm. She says, she's quoted here, she says that evidence is mounting for a casual link between Zika and microcephaly.
Yeah. We're back to the 1970s, casual encounters.
Wow.
It's mosquito Tinder. And this is absolutely based on nothing, based on sheer lunacy, sheer claims of it might be linked. Based on that, let's throw all the money. I think Obama has dedicated $1.8 billion or something. I don't know. This is what we're dealing with. Modern medicine, in all of its allopathic trappings, not only is it run by the Pentagon, It's absolutely lacking in evidence. It's a religion. It's a dogma. It's the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And we don't fall for it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, my friends. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. RobertScottBell.com. Now, Colorado, very innovative in terms of its ability to say, hey, you know what, cannabis, it's all right with us. But on some levels, not so progressive. Unless you realize the progressives in California violated religious belief there by denying parents the ability to say no to vaccines based on those religious beliefs if they want to send their kids to school. Colorado Health Department now says it wants to track parents who file for vaccine exemptions. And despite, you know, the concepts of HIPAA or the equivalent, that is privacy, the ability to maintain privacy on records, they call it the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act under FERPA. You don't submit that directly to the state-level authorities. You simply submit it to, on the county level, the local level, with the school system to say, you know what, our religious beliefs are different than others. We don't want to vaccinate our children. But they're pushing this thing forward so that they can monitor and track parents who have a belief system that strays from the official religion of the state. Oh, you thought the First Amendment didn't allow for official religions? Yeah, the state-sanctioned religion is not Christianity, it's not Judaism, it's not even Islam. It's vaccinology, the sacrament of that church. And if you stray from it a little bit, they want to know, they want to track you, and they're going to say, hey, you know what, you might have a mental disorder. And we'll get some psychiatrists to look at you and say, you've got oppositional.
We love them too.
Yeah, we do. The oppositional defiance disorder that you have if you don't vaccinate your kids. One more story about the government intruding on your family. We are family. No, not. Well, I guess if you want the government involved, they're ready to do it. U.S. government seeks to become an equal partner in raising your children. You got it. All the links are, by the way, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. According to a draft policy statement on family engagement from the early years to the early grades issued by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Education, American families' constitutional autonomy could be under calculated attack. I don't have time to go into this, but you have got to read this, folks. Equal partners. Do you want the government to be an equal partner in the raising of your children? We don't like that homeschool concept there. I think we're going to have to take your kids and put them in a sleepaway school so we can indoctrinate them more efficiently. I'm telling you, this is. You asked for permission to get married, didn't you? You asked for a license to get married. Why? Seriously, read The Devil in D.C. by Cheryl Chumley. I'm actually featured in there on the issue of marriage. There's another way to get married, folks, and not allow the government into your marriage to gain access to the fruits of your marriage, and those are your children. Your children, not theirs.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, awesome. I got a new place to eat in Miami. I can go to Miami and eat clean food, fast food even. Imagine that. This is a cool story, happy story, folks, because it's not just Chipotle trying to do right. There's another chain maybe emerging from the mind and body of Miami Heat's Ray Allen. Everybody know Ray basketball? Allen. NBA player, yeah. Ray Allen.
Absolutely.
He was part of the Miami championship teams, wasn't he? When they were rocking, I think he was in the midst
yeah.
of it.
Yes, he was, as a matter of fact. I wasn't as big a fan as of the Heat as I, as my Lakers, but he was one of the big guys.
So his new venture is an organic fast food restaurant called Grown, and it's going to open next month in South Miami. You know, this is interesting because you don't think of NBA players as people particularly, or many professional athletes outside of Tom Brady, who's come out recently as an organic aficionado. Coming out of the food closet, I'm Tom Brady and I eat clean food, right? They almost think that's worse than something else. So here's a guy, Ray Allen. He's got a son, I believe, who has type 1 diabetes, 9 years old. His son's named Walker. And so they thought, gee, there's not a good place that we could take our kids to eat fast food. And so they decided to do it themselves. His wife, Shannon, conceptualized the idea, and they put it together. Now, you know, it's interesting. I would like to go back and figure out when this child at 9 years old developed type 1 diabetes, because I am of the mindset and I argue that what they inject you with, these kids, certain kids, it ends up creating antibodies to pancreatic cells, autoimmunity, if you will, and creates the type 1 diabetes manifestation. I believe it's a vaccine-induced disease. But he says, I had an aha moment, or maybe it's his wife that said this, when I realized I couldn't just sit around helpless waiting for someone else to create a fast food option that met our family's dietary needs. And as we did our research, it became obvious that this wasn't a struggle unique to us. Families everywhere are looking for convenience without compromise. Yeah, that was his wife, Shannon, saying that. This is where this is happening. The real folks having a real problem saying, you know what? I'm not waiting for the big boys, the globalists, to do this. I'm going to do it. And I've taken it to, I guess, an extreme, put me on a list somewhere, and then I began growing my own food since we moved to a place where we weren't deed restricted on growing food. Today we had some stew with carrots from the garden and different things that are growing out back, and we got our collards and things like that. In fact, I posted, did you see the little video? I pulled another, I wouldn't call this one a monster carrot. It's pretty big. But after you pull out that one, now, everything else looks little.
I'm just curious, where did you get the inspiration to do the, like, I don't know, what, like the Jeff Dunham thing with the carrot? You had, like, the carrot talking?
Well, you know,
I'm a carrot.
Yeah, if you pull a carrot out, you got to listen to it. Hello, I'm Mr. Carrot.
And I'm a carrot on a stick.
It spoke to me, yeah. And so we made it. It was lovely. And there's more to come. I'm just trying to figure out what to grow next. So that's the ultimate, right? Taking charge where you have to, where we must, where we need to. And I really, hats off to Ray Allen and his wife and his kid for, you know, having the wherewithal to put their money where their mouth is and establish an option for folks. Because that is, in our culture, how few people, we're hearing like from Morgan, our millennial producer, assistant producer, she's talking about many of her friends don't even know how to cook. They never cooked. They grew up in a generation where all food was brought in, or they went out. What happens when the trucks aren't delivering the food? And by the way, this restaurant's going to be called Grown. What I would do is call every other fast food restaurant that is not like this. You know, Chipotle, of course, excluded. They're doing their level best, too. But if this is called Grown, the other restaurants, I would call them manufactured food, right? And I, because you really, you feel that when you hear the word grown, you do think of something more, not artificially created. You think of this is how stuff grows. You
could
plant
be grown
it
grown in a test tube.
I know it could be, but see, PR companies know this. If they probably did their homework and said, you know, grown doesn't sound like GMO. It sounds grown, like we grow grass, we grow some, but. Truly, you're right. There are things being grown in test tubes. Probably schmeat at the drive-thru will not be served at Ray Allen's restaurant.
I've got an idea. They could call it synthesized.
Grown or synthesized. There you go. You can go next door to the Golden Arches and get some synthesized food, or you can come to Ray Allen's restaurant in South Florida and get something that was actually grown. Or come to my backyard. It's actually grown there as well. All right, folks, that's it. Bring the power to heal back where it belongs, the power to grow as well. We're going to Colorado talking cannabis after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you're new to the show and you're not sure if we're making some of these stories up, no, just come on over to robertscottbell.com. In the show notes, you will see, indeed, these are stories we are covering. Sometimes we're actually creating the news because we've got information about how to deal with things that they don't know how to deal with. But in some of these cases, we're just trying to give a perspective on it, a healing principle that they're not applying because in the mainstream media, they're typically pharmaceutically conflicted. and we are not. And although we stand for your freedom to choose those pharmaceutical drugs should you perceive the need for them, we stand for your right to do that too. But the reality is there's a whole other world out there beyond drugs. I promise you, there is no such thing as a drug deficiency disease on this planet. Although Cheech and Chong might argue otherwise when it comes to cannabis. But the idea here with cannabis is that it's a plant. It's not a synthetic petrochemical. And there's a distinct difference between the two. In fact, Ty Bollinger and I wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, that this plant has been maligned. Horribly so. Horribly, terribly so. Which is why we do our cannabis updates.
Pasty tulip on the left hand side. Pasty tulip on the left hand side. It's not open.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
All right, a cannabis update today takes us back to Colorado, where a lot of stuff's happening. And in this case, it's gotten so big now they're going, hey, wait a second, we've got to make a distinction for the types of cannabis that is being grown and how it's being grown. Now, Super Don, this is my naivete. I just assumed all cannabis would have to be organic because, you know, why would they be spraying this plant? I mean, wouldn't that be terrible? Do you want to smoke DDT? Do you want to smoke glyphosate from Monsanto? But are you telling me some people are growing this stuff with pesticides?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's like anything else. You know, that would be like saying, I'm going to go get a kale salad at a restaurant. But that doesn't mean that it's been grown without pesticide. It's all dependent on who's growing it, just like any other type of food. You know, you got to know what it is that you're consuming, however you're consuming it, and where it's coming from to make sure that it's done in a way that's going to be healthy for you.
I think that is the point, that if you don't grow it yourself, then you better know the grower, or you better be certain of whatever company it is that's presenting its product to you is legit. Now, this is an argument, of course, for government regulation. They always say, well, no, without government regulation, how are you going to know? Well, if it's coming from 3,000 or 10,000 miles away, you probably wouldn't know, and you have to trust or have faith in an agency that they're actually doing their job. I don't particularly want to rely on that. We see how well the EPA protects the environment. How about growing something locally? How about growing it yourself? I don't know. What is the law in Colorado? Can people grow their own, or is it they only can buy it from, you know, these established dealers that the state says are legit?
Yeah, you know, and I'm not sure what the growing regulations. I mean, you can have a certain amount for your own, you know, for your own use, and, you know, it's available with a prescription as well, medically, but I'll have to check out the growing regulations.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
Because as this becomes more mainstream, you know, like in Colorado, in the regulated stores, it's like they're saying, no, we need to have some kind of label that everybody knows, okay, this is organic cannabis versus some pesticide-laden cannabis, so people can make a choice about it. So Colorado's are debating this right now, how to establish organic labeling rules or guidelines within the state. Because you still technically, because of the, well, the prohibition that exists on the federal level, transfer between states. So this is all within the state, organic labeling. So we would say grown or synthesized, right? This pot was grown, this was synthesized. Maybe that's the way to determine it.
Well, here you go. In Colorado, an adult resident can grow up to 6 marijuana plants per person with no more than 3 in the mature flowering stage at any time.
Okay. I'm growing stuff, but I'm not growing that, so I don't know exactly why they've limited it to 3 flowering. I don't know the answer to that. Somebody else might call in and let us know. By the way, 866-939-BELL, call us live or off the air. You can leave a message, 866-939-2355, or submit your questions and comments right at the website at robertscottbell.com. We'll often answer them on the air. And if you want to remain anonymous, you can say that. Just say, don't say my name. That's fine. But a lot of times if you have a question, thousands and thousands of other people have a similar one, and we love to help folks that way as well. So we'll get to some questions in a moment. There is another cannabis story here. This is one we wanted to cover yesterday, but we ran out of time. And by the way, thanks to Casey Krejci for showing up for my pre-birthday celebration yesterday at Vitality Bistro. That was a lot of fun. Had a great time from Living Fuel. But the question is about cannabis. Could cannabis lead to the abuse of, I don't know, more cannabis or other things? What is the study saying?
You know, I had to hang on to this story so that we could cover this, because basically what you got here is the typical propaganda. You know, they're trying to make use of what I call the gateway gambit, okay, where, you know, they say, well, you know, people who use marijuana will cause them to use, you know, heroin or something. Well, you know, look, we know that's not true. Can, in some way, somebody with an addictive personality, if they are using cannabis, also end up at some point using heroin? Can you really draw the link between the two? No, you can't. Okay? That's just how it is. Yeah. But one of the things they found out in this study, and I'll just read this exactly what it says here. It says,
okay,
using marijuana may lead in short order to using even more marijuana.
If it happens to be good for you, you want to
really?
Use more. Amazing.
I mean, the gateway, you know, marijuana is the gateway drug to marijuana.
Right.
I mean, come on. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. By the way, we've covered scientific studies that show how this plant is pulling people off of hard drugs and pulling them off of opiates. You know, those prescription pain pills that are killing people, that are addicting them even more than the so-called street drugs? People are utilizing cannabis, our troops, the PTSD suffering, those that have been denied through the VA medical system, are utilizing cannabis with great success in dealing with PTSD and brain injury and trauma and so many things. That I, you know, we have long since abandoned this idea that we have to vilify this plant. It's up to you how you want to use it. In fact, you know, I use the CBD, which is the cannabidiol. In fact, I just got another bottle today. In fact, I was thrilled. My Plus CBD oil, I get it from Cannavest. They're now known as CV Sciences, by the way. But you can still go to cannavest.com or cvsciences.com. That'll get you there. And they have a 15% off deal for all of our listeners. This is legal in all 50 states. So if you were afraid you couldn't get CBD, which is, so they always say, what do they call it, a Charlotte's Web, as if that's the only way you can get CBD, right? They got the PR on it, but no, there's so much more access to CBD from industrial hemp, not psychoactive in the same way THC is, and it can be used for anxiety and other things, but the label is as a dietary supplement, as a dietary supplement. The FDA doesn't want you to know this, but you can, and we wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal as well. So check it out, cannabis.com or cvsciences.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. So there you go. Cannabis update, for the moment anyway. If you have questions or comments on that or anything, or if you found a good source of organic cannabis in Colorado, let us know when we get there. So let's see, what else we got? Yes, I mentioned questions. Those of you in the Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities listening in on the Wellness Radio, you want to call in, you can leave a message any time of the day or night, or you can go to robertscottbell.com and you can submit your questions at any point in time, and we'll get to them on the air like we're about to do right now.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we got a follow-up question from yesterday. First part of the question, he was asking about spirulina. Of course, we're all about spirulina. Of course, make sure it's the growing scenario, again, organic, clean environment that it's in, so no contaminants. But these superfoods are superfoods for a reason, and they have a very high antioxidant value, mineral value, mineral rich. They're excellent. But the second part of that question is, you know, we're asking about a father who's having an issue that the doctors were making worse. And so they wanted to know if I knew of a competent naturopathic doctor in Southwest Missouri, Springfield, that I can refer him to. And no, I don't, but I do know of a guy. He's not a doc. He's better. He's smarter. Christopher Barr. Now, if you want to follow up, or maybe I could send him this question and see if he wants to respond to it. Chris Barr is often in Missouri. Might be of some help. But also, there are folks that are operating online consultations. A naturopath who is excellent, Roseanne Lindsay, who we featured on this show, natureofhealing.org. Heal the Body, Heal the Planet, her book is wonderful. You can refer your dad to Roseanne. So if you go to natureofhealing.org, there's an option for you. They don't always have to be right there. There are options that you can do in outreach by phone or Skype or other things now. So it's expanding the ability to get help when there aren't naturopaths near you or homeopaths or otherwise. So that's one tip out of many. Other options, there are associations of naturopaths, the AANP, the ANMA, and you can reach out to those groups if you do naturopathic association searches, and they can let you know if there's anybody in your area. But I don't have any other referrals, just threw out a couple of options for you there. Let's see, another question. This one's coming in from Sally. She says, "Hi, Robert, love your show. I'm interested in learning more about nebulizing silver. Where can I find that info? Did not see it on the site. Thank you." Yeah, it's in Unlock the Power to Heal, the expanded edition. I just completed it a few days ago, and Ty Bollinger is putting the finishing touches on it, so we're going to have a revised and expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal, which brings to you some of my, well, my favorite protocols, because the ones that people ask about the most. And the second on that list has been the nebulization of silver hydrosol. And I basically take a teaspoon of the bioactive silver hydrosol. You probably find it in health food stores. It's called Sovereign Silver. Doctors know of Argentin 23. And I take that teaspoon, I don't mix it with anything, put it right in the nebulizer cup, and it basically turns it into a vaporous state for safe inhalation. And it's that simple. If you're doing it with your kids like I've done, maybe half a teaspoon, even a quarter teaspoon if they're little. But it's a safe and easy way to get the silver into the lungs when you're dealing with a cough, a cold, a bronchitis, things like that. And there's more information coming out in Unlock the Power to Heal. Very excited about that. So thanks for asking the questions. Keep them coming. We'll keep those answers coming as well. Hey, we talked about somebody impersonating a doctor, getting in trouble for it. What happens if you impersonate a senator?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
If you are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I just want to tell you right up front, we do not sell anything on this show. I know a lot of health shows sell stuff. We have sponsors that support us, but I don't sell anything. The only thing I have is a book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger called Unlock the Power to Heal. And you can get that on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or go to unlockthepowertoheal.com, get the e-version. We're just doing a revised expanded edition as well. But I would appreciate anybody saying thank you to those sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. You can see the banners, different things at robertscottbell.com. Say thank you to them. That's the only thanks I need. So now, practicing medicine without a license. We've talked about that the last few days because there's an 18-year-old kid, claimed to be 24, out of West Palm Beach, Florida. Dr. Love was his name. And he hung a shingle and he said, come on, I can get you well. And it was funny. He even had a rating on health grades where he wrote all of this stuff out. And a little confusing because he didn't know how to spell the word professional, which should have given it away for anybody that wanted to be his patient. And also when he said, naturally processed food.
Naturally processed, yes.
Yeah. He's going to help you with naturally processed food. I was like, what? So he wasn't all there. He gave it the old college try, even though he apparently didn't go to college. We were joking a little bit, maybe only half-heartedly, that maybe he was safer than a regular doctor to see. And I know some people get upset with that, but he wasn't licensed. It's like, listen, licensure does not guarantee goodness. It doesn't guarantee safety. In fact, quite the opposite. The medical profession, God bless them when they do you right, but when they do you wrong, they do it to the tune of a lot of folks. Some medical journals have acknowledged upwards, if you analyze it, 784,000 Americans every year die prematurely due to allopathic medical intervention. And so you got this kid going, I'm a doctor, I'm not a doctor. And he's been arrested. So on with that, off with that, let's move on. Another impersonation thing. An 18-year-old kid from Ohio, this is up in Sycamore, Ohio, he's facing charges after pretending to be a senator, a state senator. What did he do? I know, this is like the ultimate sin. This is like You don't do that. You don't pretend to be an official. They don't take that lightly.
I think this is Malachi Love Robinson's cousin.
Isaiah Akins. He's 18.
Okay.
Creative kid. He was indicted by a grand jury after a Wyandotte County detective said he posed as a member of the 26th District and gave a speech at Mohawk High School in December. I mean, he's barely out of high school. He's high school age. He's going in. He's saying, I'm a state senator. In fact, I'm actually here to represent the senator that you have scheduled in a couple of days. He's sick. He won't be able to make it. So the guy shows up early, days early, to do this talk. And the school doesn't even think to confirm it with the senator's office. What are they teaching in this school? Superintendent Ken Ratliff admitted they did. Well, the guy said the senator couldn't come. He was ill, so he had to show up early to give a speech. So we said, okay, gather the students. Let's give a speech. And he gave a speech. Not only that, the kid, he duped the rental car agency and a private driver by posing as a representative for the senator. I mean, this guy has certainly got the Jedi powers. These are not the droids you're looking for.
This is right out of that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Catch Me If You Can. Did you see that movie?
Yeah, that was great. You're right. You have so much confidence, and you wear the uniform, you can convince almost anybody of anything. This is it's an amazing lesson. I mean, this kid could go far. But, of course, they don't take it kindly when you represent a government official. It's like, no, you're not in the club. You can't pretend to be in the club. We're gonna do everything to get you. But, come on, how embarrassing is it if you're the school superintendent or the principal and you go, well, I don't know. I mean, he said he was a representative of the senator, and the senator was sick, so we just... Yeah, sure, he gave a 45-minute speech about advocacy, and no suspicion was raised during and even after the speech until the Senator Burke actually showed up to do his scheduled talk a few days later. Is that amazing?
That is, yeah. I just don't even know what to say. That that's great.
This kid's gonna go far.
You cannot laugh about that story.
You have to, because listen, the people who are officials, they dupe you all the time, but they just do it in their official capacity. The crime this kid did was that he didn't ask permission to dupe you. He wasn't voted or elected to dupe you. He just decided, I'm going to come in and dupe these kids. It doesn't sound like he really harmed them, but they're not going to let him get away with it because that embarrassed them. Have they no shame? Well, there you go. That's it for this hour. We got lots more healing to go. Broadcast Healing, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bidar coming up. RobertScottBell.com. This is the place. You know it. And the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome Health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.